For several weeks, grocery stores and other outlets have been selling Halloween candy. Some people have started to decorate their yards for the same celebration. For Lutherans, however, the last day of October is special for a different reason. On that day, in 1517, Martin Luther posted a series of questions about doctrine and practice on the door of the church in Wittenberg. He wanted to engage in an honest debate because he disagreed with the Pope and the Roman Church. Over the years, the divide between the Catholics and Lutherans grew, yet there is a doctrinal practice which both confessional Lutherans and the Catholics enforce. Neither the Roman Catholics nor Missouri Synod Lutherans serve the Lord's Supper to those who are not members of their faith group. This is also true of several other Lutheran church bodies, including the Wisconsin Synod and the Evangelical Lutheran Synod. Late in Jesus' public ministry, the religious rulers paid close attention to his words and actions. The Pharisees tried repeatedly to discredit Jesus, but to no avail. St. Luke recorded, "One Sabbath, when he went to dine at the house of a ruler of the Pharisees, they were watching him carefully. Now he told a parable to those who were invited when he noticed how they chose the places of honor." This week, we are going to be looking at Jesus' words at the Sabbath meal. The lesson of humility is also related to our practice of closed communion. May our Lord grant us faith to trust in him and willingly serve our neighbor. Amen.